Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Kramer. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. Williams reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio scores. Pesci goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets takes first base on ball four. Goodman moves to second. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio throws the ball into Stevens, who tags Berardino trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. Doby goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesce is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock now playing third base. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Mealy moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Dave Ferris now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Doerr moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Doerr scores. Mealy moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Edwards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio, who is chasing the ball. Edwards reaches third base with a triple. Doby goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau is walked intentionally. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a pop-up towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Ferris covering, for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Gordon is hit by the pitch. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan scoops up the ball and tags Tebbets for the out. Goodman moves to second. One out. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ferris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman scores. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. DiMaggio moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. Hitchcock moves to second. Russ Christopher now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. DiMaggio scores. Hitchcock moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a pop-up towards first. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark pinch hits for Russ Christopher. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.